hold up, wait a mediocre minute. It is written, let me put some scripture in it. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. My daddy, my abba, my papa, thank you, Father, for this day in Jesus' mighty name. To my Father belong the kingdom, the power, the glory, riches, honor, majesty, and might. Thank you for showing yourself mighty in my life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the fact that you're in control and that all things are working together for good for your name's sake. Father, in the name of Jesus, to you belong the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Exhibit the operative energy of your Holy Spirit. I ask for your supernatural intervention in the name of Jesus. Thank you for doing super abundantly far over and above all that I did ask or think infinitely beyond my highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. According to the Holy Spirit's power at work in me, and that same power was at work in Jesus when he lived. Casting out demons, healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, giving undeniable evidence, manifesting the Father's character. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is here. Death is defeated, the king is alive, cause my Father is faithful, performing his word. Jesus did not return to the Father void, but accomplished that which he was sent to do. Indisputable truth, Jesus is the way back to our original state, the destination, our Father's presence. Jesus is the light, Colossians 1:16, by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were made by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. In the name of Jesus, give me understanding, give me wisdom to apply it, give me discernment, give me revelation of the kingdom of heaven and kingdom righteousness. My God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. My God is one, there is no other. My provider who supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, thank you for the clothes that I wear, the roof over my head, the food that I eat, in the air that I breathe. Thank you for the gift of grace. Thank you for your presence, the Holy Spirit within. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit flow, let them know that you will, man, James 2:19, you believe in God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. Listen, don't feed the flesh, for the wages of sin is death. Thank you, Father, for this day. In the name of Jesus, help us to manage this magnificent inheritance we've been given, abundant life. Hebrews 11:1. Now, okay, before I say that, what is not of faith is sin, okay? Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We all fall short of the glory of God. All our righteousness is as filthy rags. Our sufficiency is from the Father, from through Jesus. Amen. So mind, will, and emotions tied to the ignorance and time spent invested feeding the flesh, taxed physically from the wages, seed sown, nurtured, grown, and harvested daily reaping. Testimony against myself, cause what is not a faith is sin, rebellion, ignorance, corruption, madness, blindness, and confusion. Missing the mark of reign and kingdom dominion, royal provision, death is defeated, the king is alive, it's all Jesus. Get on with religion, exorcist, be gone Satan, and keep on going in the name of Jesus. I'm the reason the third emoji was created, oh wretched man that I am, who is less than the least of all, with a beer and a Bible, pipe, pill, syringe, any bad habit, mental, physical, spiritual, digital, or hardware, operating system error, reboot, forgiven, repent, Jeremiah 29:11. The Father says, I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, thoughts of peace and not evil or disaster, to give you a future and a hope and expected end. Reflect, no disrespect, I understand your opinion, but if we don't set our minds in line with the word of God, his perspective, commands, precepts, principles, our opinion is nothing but thinking haughty, mentally elevated, child of God, ain't no flatulent flesh, makes us easy targets without our shield of faith to quench all the fiery arrows coming from the kingdom of darkness. Involuntary thoughts express condemned character, a public spectacle of the archer robbing the hood, winked off offering temporary pleasures by the devil. that comes as an angel of light to get you elevated on autopilot. Another willing captive creating fake higher planes of existence, rendered sacred service of worship of self and the devil. Deceived by the ceremonies of psychological seduction, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life that present less and less than expected. Like I said, prison and addiction come in many forms, like someone you know, but fast talking, credential toting individuals looking to sucker and swindle you of life, giving over time to the trade of self, diverted from the seed of the kingdom of heaven, cause the devil comes himself to snatch it away. For John 3:8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He sent your cause, led by the advocate, that took my punishment upon himself, faithfully meeting the demands of the law, making a public spectacle of the enemy at the cross, condemning sin in the flesh, setting the blind bound, captives free, tortured, crucified, executed by crucifixion and despised by his own creation, precious purchase of the king, fulfilling his own blood covenant, tetalicized, paid in full, the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. It is written, every knee shall bow, of those on earth, those in heaven, and those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Chief of Chiefs. To the glory of God the Father, let it be unto me according to your word, Daddy. My Abba, my Papa, I hear every ethnic waxing, gladly demanding Daddy. Amen. Father, thank you for the fact that you are in control. The battle is the Lord's victory, and Jesus, my Savior forever. He taught me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Delivered from the world of flesh, sin, death, and the devil. Delivered from the consumer culture, dependent on medication, suffering, possess, induce sickness, mentally unstable, irritable, and discontent, agitated, wicked, and lazy, weary to the point of exhaustion, physically and spiritually, posture depleted, leading and over like a fiend, cause addiction comes in many forms, just like prison. The load of burdens I carry keeps growing, cause I trust in myself and lean on my own understanding. Ignorant darkness, the opposite of my Father's will, Proverbs 3:5-6. It's quite simple. Psalm 118:24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Holy Spirit, help me rejoice and help me be glad in it. I'm demanding your supernatural intervention right now, Daddy. These are the things you need to know, the rules and regulations. Father, I'm calling upon you. I'm at the door knocking for knowledge. I'm asking for wisdom cause I mismanage every blessing. I'm seeking understanding of the kingdom of heaven and your righteousness. It's all Jesus. Thank you, Father, for delivering me from the snare of the fowler, the trap of the hunter, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience, the powers of darkness, and translating me into the kingdom of Jesus. Kingdom military, Joel 2:11 in the Amplified version. And the Lord utters his voice before his army, for his host is very great, and they are strong and powerful who execute God's word. Now let's read Joel 2:11-13 in the Septuagint. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his host, for his camp is very great, for the execution of his word is mighty, for the day of the Lord is great, very glorious, and who shall be able to resist it? Now therefore, thus says the Lord your God, turn to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with lamentation, and rend your hearts, and not your garments, and turn to the Lord your God. For he is merciful and compassionate, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy, and repents of evils. Kingdom military, Father, in the name of Jesus, send legions of angels out to protect everyone listening, past, present, or future, cause there's no distance in the spirit. Protect the seed of the kingdom. It's all Jesus. The battle is the Lord's. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind and forbid the obsessive, oppressive, religious spirit at work in the body of Christ by the operative energy of your spirit. I loose and permit your joy. We shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord, fully dependent, reliant, and confident with joyful expectation as your children. Let it be unto us according to your word. Amen. Holy Spirit, this is very important. In the name of Jesus, some come into agreement. Amen. Hallelujah. Highest praise to the Father. Amen. This is the by His authority. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind and forbid. Come into agreement. Say amen. I need you to agree with this. Because the enemy don't want us to live. In the name, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind and forbid the obsessive, oppressive religious spirit at work in the body of Christ. Ooh. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind and forbid the obsessive, oppressive religious spirit at work in the body of Christ by the operative energy of your spirit. I loose and permit your joy. We shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Fully dependent, reliant, and confident with joyful expectation as your children, let it be unto us according to your word. Because we're ambassadors procured by ransom, accredited on account of my Redeemer, King Almighty, by His authority to represent. I am a child of God by His Spirit, a fellow heir and partaker of His precious promises. In Christ Jesus revealed through the gospel, the good news of the faithful fact that He died for our sins according to the scriptures. My daddy's word is law, salvation to me. The one who is less than the least of all, that was given rights acquired, Christ edified through full assurance in the heart. Legally made righteous to rest in joy and intimate gracious nourishment, in order that there might be made known now to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places through the intermediate agency of the church, the most variegated wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which He carried into effect in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we are having our freedom of speech and entry in perfect confidence through faith in Him. Bible thump upside your head. Now shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of the legal document and love letter that proceeds from the mouth of God. Those who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, highest praise. My God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. I receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. My daddy says, it's a celebration, children. I'm your maker, I created with James. What does my word say? Search the scriptures, look at your face in the mirror. Bible thump, loving correction, upside your sinful essence. Painted in toxic, calling for powers of dark, demonic doctrines. The devil is a liar. Be not deceived by someone you love. No devil, no demon, yourself, or a fast-talking, credential-toting individual looking to sucker and swindle you out of truly living to make you stay in the realm of existence, contaminated by permission. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says my Father. Because His grace is sufficient for us, because His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Legal document, it is written. It is manifested character, the word expression of the Father and the Son by the Holy Spirit. My God is one, there is no other. For this purpose, the Son of God entered this physical dimension that He might destroy the works of the devil, making a public spectacle of the enemy at the cross. Tortured, sacrificed, judged, condemned, and separated from the Father once for all. Executed by crucifixion, meeting the demands of His blood covenant Himself. Faithful performing His word which He has spoken holy. The Holy Spirit is the token payment of the kingdom lies within. Repent, don't perish without His presence. Eternally burning, tortured by demons, yearning for another chance in hell to be converted. And given another attempt, live or die. Change the way you think and turn to the Lord your God. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness, His provision. He supplies all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus justified. Like we never committed a crime, sanctifying us by faith in Him. Separated and glorified, made alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved, raised up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus' reign. Kingdom, dominion, Father, in the name of Jesus, and legions of angels to protect your seed, kingdom, military. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're not physical, but powerful and mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. unmerited, unearned, free favor and provision, acquitted, set free, made innocent, forgiven, permitted mercy and authority to trample and tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. The battle is the Lord's, be strong in him and in the power of his might. Take up the whole armor of God, it's all Jesus. The chief foundation and shepherd to stand against the plots and schemes of the kingdom of darkness to deceive. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Be strong in the Lord and in the active efficacy of the might that is inherent in him. On this account, clothe yourselves with the full armor of God, to the end that you will be able to hold your ground against the stratagems of the devil. Take to yourself at once and once for all the complete armor of God, in order that you may resist in the evil day, and having achieved all things to stand, having on the belt to truth, the breastplate of righteousness, feet bound with the firm foundation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, by means of which you will be able to quench all the fiery arrows of the devil, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, that's living and powerful, sharper than any double-edged weapon, piercing and separating, dividing body, soul, and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of your heart. His word won't return to him void, but will accomplish that which he pleases, and it shall prosper in the thing which he sent it. Be confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perform it and bring it to a successful conclusion until the day of Christ Jesus. The present deck toss, free favors of God profusely abound. Today is the day of salvation accepted. Let this might be it. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Fully dependent, reliant, confident, in joyful expectation. To my Father belong the kingdom, the power, the glory, honor, might, and majesty. In the name of Jesus. All right, lads. Thank you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for hearing this overexerted felon asking for help, pleading with shameless persistence. Enlighten the eyes of my understanding of your kingdom and righteousness. Give me discernment and revelation to manage this magnificent, abundant inheritance of Christ in me. The hope of glory, knowing you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent as a substitute, the sufficiency for all to receive salvation, legal righteousness given, rights acquired, Christ edified through full assurance in the heart. Unearned, unmerited, free favor to rest, enjoying intimate, gracious nourishment. Heirs at the death of the Son, executed by crucifixion, according to the Father's eternal love and mercy that endures forever. Forgiven, acquitted, and blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Royal position, death is defeated. Royal provision, the King is alive. Supernatural surgical procedures, royal DNA flowing through my veins from the Almighty Physician, substance and source, instructing authority, objectives, commands, line upon line, precept upon precept, rules and regulations, operatives, tactical, strategic, kingdom, dominion, blood covenant of the King fulfilled himself at that epical moment of time. Jesus was condemned, sent in the flesh for this purpose. The Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Bound by sacrifice, surrender, torture, temptation, executed by crucifixion in order to perish once for his creation, to be made blameless without spot, blemish, deceit, and shameless. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your love, divine, almighty essence, self-sacrificial in nature, disturbing the fake, false faith, leaves the attempt to cover with, and thank you for extracting the maximum benefit from our burden by your authoritative ability to fashion the life circumstances of each individual who places the trust in your omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, eternal, gentle, and humble yoke that gives rest to our souls and is pleasant and is burden is light. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Thank you for the fact that nothing is hidden that will not be revealed, and nothing secret that will not be made known. Everything is naked and exposed. Hold up, wait a mediocre minute. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father.